Hey, everybody. It's StashMyComics.com podcast. You're listening to episode 11. And with me, I'm Matt B. from the forums, by the way. And with me is Steven Sparks.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. We're here to talk about some comics, oddly enough. And we're going to run down the news first. I'm going to do a review of Bloodstrike 27, which comes out on Wednesday. So we got a little advanced review of that, courtesy of Tim Morse on the forums. And Steven Sparks will be talking about Red Hood and the Outlaws number 7. And then we will go on to our special segment. And what did I decide the special segment was? Oh.
What? Oh.
I hate it when they do blank. Things that drive us crazy about comics. Not necessarily really bad things. It's going to be sort of a lighthearted jab at some of the things you see in comics that happen over and over again and drive you insane. So that'll be the show. So let's do what we do and go into the news.
There's going to be a new Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon.
Well, it's definitely the right move for them.
Update number 8 was released.
Broke the record for highest selling comic book of all time. Top secret classified documents.
And I decided for my first item, it was interesting to me that this... Are you familiar with Monolith, this character?
No, never even heard of him.
I hadn't either, and he looked kind of intriguing to me. But what I liked about this story, basically this Monolith character has broken free from DC. He had a short series in 2004, 2005. This is courtesy of Newsarama. And it was created by Jimmy Palmiotti and Justin Gray, which most of us know from the work on Jonah Hex and All-Star Western. And I guess they have let this character go, and Jimmy and Justin are free to use it. So they'll be re-releasing this, I guess, in an Image collection.
So they let the whole rights of the character go.
I guess so.
Comic book companies don't do that.
I guess Jimmy and Justin have, you know, some pull there because of the good work they've been doing for DC. So I don't know exactly what they're going to do with it. It looks like they can't reprint any parts that feature Batman. So it's basically just a reprinting at this moment. Maybe DC didn't want to do it, and they said, okay, well, we'll give you the rights to reprint it on your own through Image. And like I said, they can't use the Batman stuff, but anything that's just dealing with Monolith and stuff that they have created and it isn't tied to the DC universe, I guess they're free to reprint. So anyways, that is that. What you got?
I don't know. With this Monolith, I'm actually digging it, and it's going to Image.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to pick this up. I'm, you know, I dig black and white stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to probably pick up a few issues of this. I dig it. I dig the artwork. I love the black and white stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know much about him. He looks kind of like a Hulk type character.
Yeah, it says he's been bricked up behind a wall for, I don't know how many years, but he's free now, so he's going to right the wrongs. So let's hopefully here. This is a quote from the article. What can people expect with Monolith? And Paul Amati goes, they can expect something a bit different than the usual. That's for sure. We have a monster created in the 20s that has been alive and bricked behind a wall, waiting to be released back into the world with a single mission: to right the wrongs in the world. So this might be good.
Yeah. Too good. I mean, everybody knows Justin and Jimmy's stuff is pretty good. So I don't expect this to be any different. And if you like the black and white stuff and you're ready for something a little bit different, I mean, obviously Image doesn't print a whole lot of crap, so this should be good.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Looking forward.
Next item, what you got?
All right, well, I actually have... This I found on new – oh, no, Comic Book Resources, thanks to those guys. Okay, Rich Ross, he was the chairman for Disney, has resigned.
Right.
And this was as of April 20th.
And it looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, it's probably as a result of the John Carter disaster.
Yeah, that's where they go in the article, which I never saw John Carter. It looked beautiful visually, story-wise. I don't know, comic book issues, I have like 4 issues maybe of it, 2 issues. So I don't know what to expect from it. I will buy it, though, when it comes out, because since it's a comic book movie, and I buy pretty much every comic book movie that even gets released.
Right.
So, but 2 weeks before Avengers comes out, this guy resigns. Avengers is going to make a crap load of money. I don't know if this guy's just stupid or what, but, you know, he was on board for the Pirates of the Caribbean series, Toy Story 3, but then he had the flops, like you said. He had John Carter, he had Marge Needs Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is weird.
Which actually, did you see Mars Needs More Moms?
No, no.
I saw it last week, and it actually was pretty good. I thought my kids liked it. I thought it was an interesting concept. You know, a lot of these movies that are flops, we take their word for it, and we don't go back and watch it. But this was – I'm assuming John Carter will probably be the same in my eyes. You know, I'll probably go back and watch it and say, well, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you know, I'll be – you know, we'll be those guys that have never really been – exposed to the comic book, so we'll go in there thinking that this is the actual story.
Yeah.
So, and we'll probably end up liking it. That's, you know, I don't know what kind of effect that's called, but I think that's what's going to happen. I'll probably end up liking it.
Well, there's no word on a replacement yet?
No word. So this is going to be weird. You know, I'm sure Stan Lee's going to have something to say with this.
Yeah.
So, I know he's probably tossing names to him right now.
Yeah.
This is just weird. They don't know if he's resigned or if he was – well, they say resigned, but they don't know if maybe he was fired also. Nobody knows.
All right. Well, big news coming out of C2E2, which happened, what, about a week ago?
Yeah, 1 week and a half, yeah, something like that.
I chose this one because I like the character of Gambit, and so he's going to be getting his own new series, and it'll be debuting in August from writer James Asmus, who writes Generation Hope, and artist Clay Mann, who does Age of X. And it's basically going to take Gambit back to his thieving roots, showing the often unsavory activities that he gets up to when not teaching at the Jean Grey School. That's courtesy of Newsarama. You like the Gambit?
I don't know. He's had previous series. He's just a character that doesn't spark a lot of interest in me.
I always liked the card thing, the throwing the exploding cards.
Yeah, the kinetic energy. That was all. That is cool, using cards for a weapon. That's, you know, you've seen guys throw cards and cut apples with them. So it's talent.
As a kid, I mean, what else would you do with a deck of cards but pretend that you're Gambit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Except
I
play
did
cards.
That's pretty cool, though.
It just sucks when you throw them all over the place and then have to pick them back up.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the benefit of mutant powers to make them explode. Well,
that's what the imagination's for.
Exactly. So that's my second news item. And you wanted to talk, lastly, about the potential Lobo movie.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. It looks like they're going to get Brad Peyton from Journey to the Mystery Island to hopefully get a screenplay up for this, or, you know, write it out or something. Okay, but when it comes to Lobo, it better be – I want it to be dirty. It has to be nasty because Lobo is he doesn't give a rat's, I guess you could say, about
it. Yeah,
anything.
It's got to be R, I think.
It has to be R. If not, if they give it a PG-13, yeah, I'll see it when it comes out on video.
I know he's making a return to comics,
Yes,
he is. Rob Liefeld's bringing him back. What is it? Deathstroke issue 10? 9 or 10? He's in there.
Oh, so, as always, do we got to put the Rob Liefeld jokes and puns in there? He's going to be destroying the world of Lobo now. So, I like Rob Liefeld.
I do too.
So,
in fact, I'm going to be reviewing a Rob Liefeld-owned property when we get to reviews. But
oh, that's good. And then I actually have one more piece of news I found a few hours ago, actually.
Okay, shoot.
So we'll start with the story. So I decided to go out and go buy Batman Arkham City about two and a half weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So because I was going to wait for the Game of the Year edition to come out, but I didn't know when that was going to be released. Well, today they released that the Game of the Year edition's coming out.
Ah.
So that's going to have all the downloaded content, and it's going to have that Harley Quinn DLC that we talked about on the last one. And I guess that's going to be the final chapter of it. So everybody needs to look forward to that when that comes out. I say it should be out by summer.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is.
For both Xbox and PlayStation 3?
Yes, sir. And I've been playing Arkham City, and it's one hell of a game. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't play a lot of games, and every time I see that, I'm like, I need to get an Xbox again PlayStation 3.
You got to get something because it's that game is worth $200 to go buy another Xbox and play because the storyline is fantastic. I'm playing it on the hardest difficulty because that's how I play all my games, and it is a pain in the butt. So,
in a good way.
In a good way, yes.
Cool. All right, well, that's the news. We're going to go now into our two reviews.
The dialogue is so great.
You know, I don't know where in the timeline this is all taking place.
Fans of Deathstroke are going to love this.
What ends up happening is that other people start finding out about this.
It's a bunch of humans in these invisible suits.
These guys look pretty hardcore.
And we were talking about Rob Liefeld earlier. I chose Bloodstrike 27, which actually comes out Wednesday. We got an advanced review, and I thought I'd talk about it because I got through 26 and really enjoyed it. And as I got to 27, I started to enjoy it more. This is just a fantastic superhero team book. And it feels like it should be something out of DC and Marvel. But it's, of course, Image. And I like that they're bringing back this superhero book and some more of the Rob Liefeld properties because it makes Image quite a bit more well-rounded. And did you read the Bloodstrike with Image?
No, nope. Okay. No, sir. No, sir.
I just picked it up recently. I got a bulk lot of comics, and it included like the first four issues. So I know a little bit about it. The main character, I want to say it's pronounced Cabot. C-A-B-B-O-T.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And he's sort of this undead, sort of not really like a zombie, but kind of like a zombie because he's dead. And through this project, Born Again, they're able to bring people back and use them for missions. This is sort of a covert operation based in Langley, Virginia, much like, you know, the CIA or FBI, whatever's over in Langley. And we start off this issue, and he is fighting these sort of Egyptian-looking undead folks. And it starts right off with action, and he's, you know, breaking zombie necks and shooting people, and scarabs are coming out of these guys' heads, and all kinds of crazy stuff happening. Meanwhile, the organization that sends him out to do these things are bringing back the old team. So Bloodstrike isn't just one guy. Towards the end of the run, it did turn out to be one guy. But he has other people with him. Tag, who is a female with, I believe she can incapacitate you by touching you. Shogun, who's kind of this big guy with armor on. Deadlock, who at the time he came out was sort of a Wolverine ripoff. And this girl named Foreplay, who in the old comic had four arms. I don't know if she had them taken off, but this new Foreplay has two arms. So, you know, he's fighting these Egyptian guys. Meanwhile, they're bringing the old team back together. So through Project Born Again, they bring these people back. These are superhuman people with superpowers, but they have to do, you know, what this government agency sort of tells them to do. And so we get introduced to them, or reintroduced, rather, and they send them on a mission to take out a terrorist. And so towards the end of the issue, we realize that Cabot is up to his knees in this Egyptian problem, these undead Egyptians that he's fighting. And it seems that the team is going to get together and solve this problem. So the first issues, couple issues were really just setting up, you know, who's Cabot, who's the main character, and who is the team, and bringing them back together. But it's just fun. It's written by Tim Seeley, who has done a bunch of stuff with G.I. Joe, and art by Francisco Gaston. And like I said, we all know the property from Rob Liefeld, but he gives these guys full rein to kind of do what they want, and they've made sort of a fun team superhero book. So if I were to rate this out of 10, I'd give it about an 8. The art's really good, the story's fun, and I want to read the next issue. He's got his hands in a lot of projects, but I think he's only drawing Hawkman and
Deathstroke.
He's writing Deathstroke.
Is he right? And then what? There's Grifter, I think, also.
Yeah, he's got his hand in a couple of those, but I think he's only drawing one because he's got to draw something else at Image, I believe. He's got a lot going on.
He's busy. The 90s are back,
yeah,
man.
And hopefully he can revive those, you know, three titles. I know everybody's rooting for him. You know, love him or hate him, he's got his own distinct style and his own way of doing things, and he has shown success in the past. And these were some fledgling books. I guess they figured, let's give him a shot. Why not? What could it hurt? And we'll be getting all three of those, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The Rob Liefeld Challenge, end of June.
Rob Liefeld Challenge. This is going to be the end of June? All right. I'm ready. I'll put them all on my pull list.
That's when I get – I guess June is when they come out, and then – no, wait. It's 9th issue, so it'll be – throughout May, but I won't actually get mine until probably like 1st of June. So,
all right, yeah, we can do it then, and just, you know, let me know because school should be done. So I'll know then. Summer classes, I won't be as busy.
Okay.
I'll be prepared.
Cool. For those of you that don't know, I had an idea to pit the three books that he's involved in, these three books that they're trying to save, and which is Grifter, Savage Hawkman, and Deathstroke, and sort of pit them head-to-head-to-head and see which one comes out the best.
Wait, it was Hawk and Dove, I thought. You said Hawkman.
No, Hawk and Dove is canceled.
Okay.
He's just finishing that up. I think it stops at 8 or 8.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah, you're right. I just had an image flash in my head of a piece of artwork he did for Hawkman.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay.
It's on his Twitter thing. If you go to Twitter, he's got a picture of Hawkman.
My bad.
That's all right. It's confusing. All these coming in books and canceled books. And I'll tell you, a really good book that they're talking about canceling that I really hope they don't is Captain Atom.
Really? See, I didn't read that. I was, you know, I'm still in the process of picking up all the new 52 number ones. Uh-huh. My store ordered a ton of them. Mm. And I know there's some, you know, they've upped the price to about between $5 and $8 for the number one issues. But, you know, I've heard of stores going all the way up to $35 for an issue number one of the new 52.
No way.
That's silly.
Yeah.
But I am eventually going to get all the number ones to see what I, you know, how they were.
It's interesting. I wasn't overly impressed with the first issue, but I got the second one for like 75 cents and loved it. So much so that I went back and picked up a bunch of the, you know, 3, 4, 5, and 6, I think I got caught up to. And I tweeted to those guys saying, really enjoyed this book. And they said, thanks, we're really proud of it. It's just a shame that, you know, it might get canceled.
Oh, man. Hey, that stinks. You know, if there's a good thing going, but there's only, let's per se, five people reading it, it's got to get canceled.
Oh, yeah. That happens a lot. Well, that's my review, and you are going to do Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yep, this is issue number 7.
What's been going on in the Red Hood world? Because I only picked up the first issue.
Oh, it's this book, it is, honestly, it's going to get on the drop list probably after issue 8. I'm going to read issue 8, and that's it. The crew, it's been jumping around character to character. Last issue, we saw Starfire fight this guy named Crux. He looks like he's just a version of Killer Croc with wings. And what a scientist actually refers to him as Killer Croc's son or something of that nature. So we start out, Starfire's, let me see if I can remember this right. Starfire's people killed, when she came to Earth, I want to say her ship or something killed his parents of that nature. So Crux was a scientist or something, made himself all awesome looking like Killer Croc. And that happens. Well, he had a spaceship that he made of Starfire's people's technology. So now the Outlaws have it in their property now. So, you know, it's the spoil of war. So they have it now. And this was not a cool issue. They jump around. They're flying around. And all of a sudden, you see this chick Essence come back. She was in, like, I want to see the first or second issue. She was the girl in all black. And yeah, she was in the first issue because that was when the whole Starfire controversy was going on.
Okay.
So she's in there. It's all about the All Cast and the other group. I forgot what they're called. I'll see it sooner or later. But, you know, it looks like the Outlaws have been framed or away, or Jason Todd has. Oh, my God. I really – this is just – this was not a good issue. I'm sorry, people. This was, like, a horrible issue. It's not like I'm not prepared or anything. This was just –
you can't figure out what's going on.
It's weird. You know, they're like – you get the fact that Essence and Jason Todd were once an item when they were training with the All Cast. And she tries to bring these feelings back to Jason Todd. But Todd's like, yeah, I'm not having this. And he pulls out this, you know, BA sword from the All Cast and tries to cut her with it. But it doesn't work, obviously. So then you figure out that – oh, this is just so jumpy. It's the All Blade. And, you know, she's like, oh, Jason, please don't hurt me and anything. You know, don't do this to us. And he's like, yeah, there was never us, you know, so bite me. So you got Starfire and Roy Harper looking in the back of the ship, and they think Todd's going crazy. You don't see Essence because she is just like the blackest of the blackest of, I want to say, evil. And, you know, they're like, yeah, you're crazy. But then something happens, and everybody can see her now. So they're like, oh, my God, Starfire's like, where did, you know, this chick come from? Who is she? So, you know, they battle Essence, but Essence can turn into, like, smoke and vapors and everything, and you really can't hurt her. It doesn't seem like there is a way to hurt her. So, you know, you got Harper, Fire and Arrow, Starfire with her fire abilities, and then she reveals to Todd about the clan and everything of what happened and how they, you know, got this evil. So you see, like, her clan around this black pool of, like, watery smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that she was born – Essence was born from Ducro, which was one of the all-cast, like, elders or something like that, mm-hmm. I want to say. A lot of characters. There are a lot of characters in this, like, minor characters, I want to say. And, you know, Todd's like, what? You're crazy, pretty much. And so he just starts shooting her with bullets and everything. And, yeah, that's pretty much where it ends on that note. And pretty much she gets away. And then you later see Todd call this chicken blonde hair but I forgot who she was because I think we saw a clip of her in like issue like 1, 2, or 3 somewhere in there because I remember seeing her. I just don't know what issue it was. And then on the final page, you see the return of Susie Sue. And I give it like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
The artwork's still great though. You know, I'm not going to complain about that. It's still
Candace Roquefort does a really good job. I love his style.
It's awesome. You know, I like how he draws Red Hood, and it's looking good. You know, he draws Starfire beautifully. So
you know how you can tell his art is their noses. Every nose has a circle.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they actually. Yeah, I'm looking through them right now. Yeah, he puts the bulb on the end.
Yeah, I like that.
And it really defines it a heck of a lot greater.
Well, if you go to DC's site, you'll see sort of the progression. You know, it seems like they're maybe trying to sort of ditch this before they get into the Night of the Owl or Court of the Owls arc that's coming up, because that's going to mix with Batman.
Oh, with Red Hood?
Yeah.
Oh, so something's going to happen with Red
Hood.
Yeah,
by number, looks like issue 9, he's fighting one of those guys. If you should go to DC's site and check out the covers for 10 and 11, because it looks like they're going into space, which might be kind of cool. So.
Yeah, I haven't checked out any of the new covers or anything, because usually I do that with Red Lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Red Lanterns has been like my baby comic. I love that. And, I said I would give all the issues on my pull list till issue number 10. And the most recent one I went back was Animal Man and picked up all the issues because I liked them so much. Uh-huh. And, but I'll give it to issue 10, but if not, it's going to get tossed out the window.
Yeah. You're better than I am. I've dropped them quicker than 10.
So I'll just do it. You know, they're at $3, so I might as well just get them. You know, you never know when you're going to get it. You know, well, in comic book collecting, you know, if you decide to sell, you know, at least get the first 10 issues of something, because you never know if it's going to skyrocket. Because look at Walking Dead, issue 1 and 10, I'm seeing them go. I saw a lot on eBay that had the first 10 issues CGC'd, and it went for $9,000. So you never know what you're going to see. Like, another example, more random stuff. So we're going to have the governor come in this season on Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his first appearance was issue number 27. Not CGC'd. It's going for about $125 on eBay right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm really tempted to go get CGC'd because I seen him go for $300.
Hmm.
So.
Cool.
Get the first 10 issues.
Yeah. Never know what jackpot you might be sitting on.
Exactly.
Who would have thought those black and white Walking Dead comics would be worth so much right now?
You know, tell me about it. You know, I picked up at issue 12. You know, I always saw it at the comic book shops, never got it. I was like, oh, hey, I love my zombies, but I never picked it up. And lo and behold, it's a moneymaker.
Hmm. Cool. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up reviews. So now we'll go into our little mid-show break where we plug all of our stuff.
A lot of plugging.
Yeah. You know you can find us on iTunes. So open up that little iTunes and search for Stash My Comics. And if you see us, rate us, because that'll help us in the long run. We've said this over and over. We're going to keep saying it until you start rating us. Reviewing us, rather. And subscribe. And I guess we're on Stitcher. You can subscribe to the RSS feed. Of course, go to stashmycomics.com, join the forums, and check out all the cool content we have there. And then you can find us on Twitter, twitter.com/stashmycomics. Mine is /MattBPodcaster, and Steven, yours is?
Sparks are flying high, but it's the letter R and not A-R-E.
Okay. So yeah, that's the place you can find us. And then there's that little Facebook thing. Some site called Facebook.com. I don't know.
Yeah, and now since they bought Instagram, now you people can take pictures of your comic books and put them on Facebook, and you could even link them to our Facebook page and let us see things. Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Pictures, more.
Pictures. So, yeah, that's our little plug. And if you want to contact the show, you can do it through that wonderful email, podcast@stashmycomics.com. And we'd be happy to mention stuff on the show if you're interested. So that's that. We don't have any sponsors, so we don't have to mention anything else.
We could mention that we're sponsored by water because that's what I'm drinking.
Or we're sponsored by Amp because that's what I'm drinking for Focus.
Oh, Focus.
I'm focused but right now.
You're going to have a really bad crash. So, jeez.
All right. Well, we'll move on now to the special segment. And I didn't have anything major planned here, but I figured we could talk about a few things and then tangent off into some other things. Because a lot of times we get sort of stuck here in the show and we don't get to actually talk maybe about stuff that we're reading and enjoying and stuff like that. So maybe we'll start off with the special segment and then end off with just some general chat.
That's always fun.
So I thought the reason why I'm bringing this up is because this has happened to me a few times. And I hate it when they do blank in comics. And the thing that I wanted to bring up that I hate when they do is, I don't know if they do this as much as they used to, but when you buy a comic and you see like one of your superheroes on there and then you see a guest star of another superhero, the example I'm going to give you is what was it? It was a Moon Knight, an old Moon Knight comic from the 80s. And it promised Spider-Man in the issue. In fact, Spider-Man was on the cover. And I thought, oh, cool. I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan, but opened it up. And you get one page where Spider-Man is, like, webbing around, taking pictures, and he sees that Moon Knight's in a fight, and he's like, oh, look, that's Moon Knight over there. Oh, he looks like he's got this under control. And then he leaves. That was the Spider-Man appearance. And then there was another one.
Awesome.
There was another one with, I want to say, it might have been Moon Knight again, and Iron Man. And it had Iron Man on the cover. And then you get into the comic, and like the last two pages, it's Tony Stark for like a couple pages, and then it's over. So stuff like that drives me crazy.
It's just a marketing ploy.
Yeah, they want you to see the previews and go just based on the cover, which I understand. But,
yep.
It's like, come on.
All right, let's see what else. See, I could go so many wrong directions with this. We could go with the most obvious, killing off characters and then bringing them back 4 days later.
Yeah.
Whew, I think that's the biggest mistake they could ever do.
Well, most recently, who Johnny Storm?
But the thing with that, I'm almost positive. I didn't read the issues, but I read a lot of things that went over with it. You never see Johnny Storm actually die. Ah. He gets trapped in I think it was a battle in the Negative Zone. But you don't see what happens to him. Mm-hmm. So if anybody could spark interest on that, give us a shout because I think that's what happened. But then, you know, we had Cap.
Yeah, there should be a time limit, like at least 3 years or something, or, you know.
Well, did you know how they brought back Cap, right? Did you read any of the Captain America Reborn?
No.
At all? Or pretty much it was just some like DNA time traveling deal.
Yeah.
So it was absolute silliness. I don't know. If you're going to kill someone, death is forever.
Yeah.
So keep them dead.
Batman didn't stay dead for very long either.
No.
Jeez. Wasn't he just lost in time too?
No, I thought it was, yeah, like he was lost in the jungle or something. I don't know. And then who was it? Grayson took over, I do believe.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. But that's one of my biggest things. You know, if you're going to kill someone, keep them dead.
Yeah.
Oh man, there are so many things. Like what about like crossovers and big storylines? One thing that irks me is if you remember, like, if you could do this for like in the '60s, the '70s, the '80s, until the '90s, where each issue would be its own storyline, and then you might get like a 3-issue story arc. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once they did like, I think I want to say Infinity War was the big one where they did this. And it was, you know, they had all these crossovers like they do now. You know, you got to buy, you know, 1,500 issues to get the whole storyline.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I know. I'd like to go back to like with Spider-Man. Amazing Spider-Man used to be like that. You know, every issue would be like a new story.
Yeah.
I think the creative teams might just be getting dumber now, and they can't think of anything.
Yeah, I miss the old sort of tell a story in one or two issues. Because really, if you're making a good enough story, they're going to come back. You don't have to have a cliffhanger at the end of every single issue. You can wrap something up. If it's a good story, people will keep coming back.
Yeah, and that's what they do now. They leave a lot of cliffhangers. Like, it's like, oh my God, where did, you know, Logan put his keys at for his motorcycle?
Right.
it's no, like, happy endings now.
Yeah.
It's always got to be some sort of cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see the Peter Parker, Aunt May hug anymore.
And what that essentially does, what they don't realize is, for us as the readers, eventually it desensitizes you to these cliffhangers.
Yeah.
It spoils it. Because you know, he's not going to die, you know, or this isn't going to happen. This is part of a 6-issue arc. I already know, you know, that it's not going to come to a head until this 6th issue and this type of thing. So
it's just crazy.
That's one of the things I liked about the Jonah Hex series before that was canceled, was that they were all, with the exception of one, I think, run, they were all, you know, one-and-done issues.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know, that's just crazy.
Event to event to event. By the way, speaking of events, whatever happened to that hooded lady from DC?
What was her name? Pandora?
Did they ever figure out that was her name?
I don't know. I think Chance and Nico might have something in on that, because I think that's like in Justice League, I want to say.
Oh.
So I don't know whatever happened to her.
We thought that was going to be like some big event, and now they're talking about this trio event. Have you seen any rumblings on that?
No,
They're going to be doing, we don't know a whole lot about it, but from what people can gather, it's based upon Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. It's going to revolve around them. That's going to be a big event coming soon.
Hmm. And then there was another big event coming in Green Lanterns. Chance told me something about this. It's going to be some sort of like Night of the Owls type scenario, or I don't know. I don't know the exact specifics of it. Yeah, I don't know. But DC's still rocking, though. They're doing awesome right now with these new 52s. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah.
But back on subject, what other things irk me? Let's see. They need more B-rated characters in comics.
Yeah.
That's another big thing. Mm-hmm. But that's just me, though. I love my B characters. Like, well, in the Marvel Universe, like Slapstick. Slapstick is like one of my favorite characters. And they brought him into the new initiative, and then that was the last you ever saw of him. So, I don't know.
I have a problem with the numbering system. I'm tired of starting over at number one again and again and again and again.
Oh, my God. So many number ones. You know, it seems like back in the day, it was awesome to have a number one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you had a number one, it was like, yeah, I got issue number one. You know, I got some money on my hands. But now it's like, yeah, every week there's a new number one out.
And then with certain characters, like Moon Knight, for example, who I've been catching up on a lot of sort of the back issues. But you have to, when you're looking to buy his stuff, it's like, okay, which volume are we talking about here, you know? Because there's, I don't know, 3 or 4 different volumes, only one going up to like issue 60, and the rest ending at like anywhere from 13 to in the 30s.
Jeez.
But you've got, you know, the most recent one is ending with 12, but just like 4 or 5 years before, they had another one that went like 13 issues or something.
Yeah, it's like, how do they figure out when to put out a new number one? Like, what's the reason behind it? Why can't we just go to Wolverine 75 and call it a day?
Yeah. And that's what I like about what they did with the Image stuff is, you know, Bloodstrike hasn't been out for better part of a decade. But instead of going back to number one, they're like, ah, let's just do 26.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
Let's see. Oh, another thing that irks me a lot is the aging process.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's always had a little nick in my neck, I guess you could say.
Yeah, DC kind of hit the rewind button with that.
I would just let the heroes age. You know, come out with new heroes.
Yeah.
You know, let's say we always shoot back to Marvel or DC, but you know they're the big boys, so. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you got the young Avengers. Why can't they take the place of the older Avengers? Because we all know that Black Panther is going to get old. Captain America is going to get it old eventually. You know, oh, geez, who's going to want to date Scarlet Witch when she's 55, 60?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let the younger guys take over and go after people.
Yeah, I think comics are the place where you can allow things to progress. And, you know, let's say – you know, Wonder Woman gets too old and they decide that Donna Troy should be Wonder Woman. I think that's fine in comics. If you want to go back and make a Wonder Woman movie with, you know, Diana, then do that.
Because you have Diana, you have Donna, you have, what's the other one? You have Wonder Girl. I forgot, I don't know her name, but the young one.
Yeah.
But, you got three different versions of them. It's insane not to just let, you know, the apprentice take over at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it seems like just when that happens, they let it happen for a while, and then the apprentice gets booted back to whatever he was. It's almost like a demotion.
Yeah, it's like the Batman-Robin thing.
Yeah.
I think the main culprit out of everybody, he's had like 80 different Robins,
yeah.
and it's silly. Like, I think one of the only comic books that truly shows aging is Savage Dragon, because he actually ages them in the process.
Mm.
Eric Larson does. So that's cool. I like that.
Yeah,
I'd like to see more
of that.
You know, it's interesting. Even though you do got to keep the archetypes and the motif going in the comic book universe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's just so many things. You could go off in so many different directions in this topic we're talking about right now. So.
Well, we can move on to sort of some big stuff coming up here because May's coming. And are you going to see Avengers on opening night?
Yeah, May 5th is my birthday.
That's
so,
right.
So yeah, opening night. I'll be there at 12 midnight.
Cool. Yeah, I think I'm going to – my kids are debating whether they want to go, but I'm definitely going to go. I think my son's on board. My daughter's kind of indifferent, but she doesn't hate the superheroes. So,
now, are you going to get the special 3D glasses if you're going to see it in 3D?
I think so. Oh, what are the special glasses? How much did they what are we talking
about
here?
I think they were going to be $5 at the door.
Okay.
So my suggestion for the people that are money tight, go see the matinee showing, because then you're only spending like $6.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, then with the glasses, it's going to cost you like $11 total instead of like $19, $20 total.
Right.
For a night showing. Because that's what I'll have to go do it, because it seems like every big Marvel movie comes out during my birthday, so I go see it at midnight. So.
Right.
But yeah, the 3D glasses were going to be Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, and Cap.
Cool.
So everybody should get a pair.
Yeah. We'll be talking about that on the show. In fact, by the time the next show comes out, 1-2 weeks, well, we might have to do an early show to sort of talk about the movie. And then right about that same time, you know, the Valiant stuff's hitting and the Earth 2 stuff. So,
yeah, you know, like me and Jason did with Ghost Rider, you know, we did a separate podcast up, so we could always do that.
Yeah, I think we'll have to.
I think that, yeah.
It's a big enough movie, and I guess the people who have been fortunate enough to see it already are saying that it's great. So,
oh yeah. So is it the Skrulls? The Skrulls are in it for sure.
I don't know. You know, I try not to read too much, to be honest with you. All these little clips that have come out, I haven't watched any of them because I just want it to sort of, you know, be fresh to me.
Yeah, because I can't find a good enough picture on that, and you know, just I really want to know what they are because they look more machine, if anything. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that movie's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yep. So we'll do a separate show on that then, and then we'll have another of our regular show, and we'll talk about the Valiant and the
Earth 2 stuff. Oh, yeah, we got all the Valiant stuff coming out.
And Valiant's got a new logo. Did you see their logo?
No, I did not.
You should check it out. It's I mean, it's not terribly different, but it's been all over the Twitter. Pretty cool looking logo.
All right, I'm actually gonna look it up right now.
Yeah. I mean, just like DC and you know, Valiant's got a new initiative going. Might as well replace you know what, like a 20-year-old logo.
Okay, you're gonna have to describe it for me because I'm getting like looks like about 4 different logos for it.
It's like a big red V, and behind it is sort of a almost like a star slash cross looking thing. Gray background. I mean, like I said, it's not terribly different.
Oh, wait. Let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then they have another one with the same logo and it says Valiant in the back.
Right.
So that's not too bad.
Yeah. It's a little cleaner. They've got the Exo Mandalore covers up. I'm looking at this popculturezoo.com. If you Google Valiant new logo, that's the first one that comes up. But
okay. Yeah, I got
looking forward to what Valiant's got coming up.
It's going to be good. I think a few of them are going to be pretty good.
I think so, too.
And we got all the old school reviews going on right now, too, on Stash My Comics.
Yeah, if you don't know
blog.
Anything about Valiant, go on the site because they've been reviewing the heck out of those things.
Who is it? Tim? Who's reviewing everything? Tim? Or didn't you do one too or something?
No, I've reviewed The Shadow from Dynamite.
Oh.
I haven't done a review in forever, and so I decided to I finally had the chance, the time rather, to do it, and I reviewed that. That's a pretty good book from Dynamite.
Yeah. Yeah, I got, I think, one issue of The Shadow, and I got it on an eBay lot.
Oh, yeah. I never saw the movie. Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I own the movie.
Is it good?
It's all right. It's not the best. It's a Baldwin.
Yeah. It's a Baldwin.
It's a Baldwin.
Which Baldwin is it? Is it the 30 Rock Baldwin?
I think it's Alec.
Oh.
I don't know. There's so many of them.
Too many Baldwins.
They're like cloning. Jeez. Oh, man.
Well, we're right at the, I think, 50-minute mark, so.
Yeah, somewhere close in there.
We
so
wrap this up. So thanks, guys, for listening. And like I said, review us, subscribe to us, love us. We work hard on this, even though some shows it might not seem like it. We're taking the time to do it, and we enjoy it. So we thank you if you're listening. If you're not listening, then this won't really matter to you, will it?
It could, if they know about it.
True. Yeah, tell your friends. That's all I got. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.